Hello again. Long time no see. Everybody in audio boom land. We're catching up on these February things. We're at day 10 now, and I believe day 10 was talking about social media and whether we agree with it being a part of a professional life. I worked for a company between 2006 and 2012 that's helped people set up their own online businesses. And during the latter part of my stay on their tech support team, they used Twitter and Facebook, and it's grown their audience massively. When we started using Twitter, we had the one account. So we had the one. In fact, this is the first time I came across using the hashtag, because everybody in the company had their own hashtag, so that anybody searching could actually, you know, look for a specific company representative's responses. So we all had the, at site cell username, but we all had different hashtags. So, for example, I was Darren Support, so hashtag Darren Support. Now, this was back in 2009, 2010, and as far as I'm aware, hashtags are a fairly recent thing, comparatively speaking. It's only been in the last two and a half years that they've really been used. And as from my limited experience, Sitecell was the first company to use it on that scale and use it as a tool so that specific employees could be contacted through using a hashtag. Do I agree with social media in professional life? I think you have to move with the times, and I think it's unavoidable.
I think it's good, but I don't think that they should be able to use yours to determine whether you get a position or not, just because they see something they don't like.
Run that one by me again?
Companies can look at your Facebook and your Twitter and things like that, and if there's something they don't like on there, sometimes you won't get the position. I don't think that's right. I think that's personal.
But that's a company call, isn't it? That's a company's, just a company position on something. You know, regardless of whether you like it or not, what you put on Facebook, what you choose to put on Facebook, and what you choose to put on Twitter, Flickr, or any of the other social media sites, that says something about you. So presumably the companies are looking to get a glimpse into your personality. And, you know, if you're always swearing on Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of it, people will make, it goes back to judgment, people won't make a judgment on that. It's a difficult one. I think as a company these days, you can't avoid using social media. It's the way you keep in touch in a human way, hopefully, if you're using it correctly, with your potential clients and your current clients. You know, you've still got the telephone, you've still got email and all the rest of it. Some of us even still use snail mail. But, for example, running Treehouse Radio, you know, it would be a very difficult station to run without using Twitter and Facebook. You couldn't do it, because that's how you keep in touch. You know, in the olden days, when they used to say, write into, you know, BBC Radio 1, PO Box, blah, 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 London, SE, whatever it was, you know, that was so that you know, your request could be played on the next show. You know, in a week's time. Yeah. Couldn't see that happening now. So social media, I think, is a really important part of a company's strategy, if you like. I think one of the other what's-its was whether people should be allowed to use social media while they're at work. Ooh, that's a difficult one. I think it depends on your work. It depends on the nature of your job. You know, if you're allowed to have Twitter open, let's say, for example, if you work in a call centre, and I don't know whether call centres have changed much in the last 10 years since I was there. If you work in a call centre and you're supposed to be taking calls and you're always updating Twitter...
You wouldn't have time if you did it properly.
No, that's right.
To do social media. I've done call centers, and you can't. No.
I think, like anything, if it's something that is distracting you from what you should be doing.
If the social media pertains to your job, and if you're using it that way, yes. If it's just on a personal thing, no. Leave it till you get home.
Yeah, I'd go with that one. I think the internet has become such a... an integral part of everybody's life that we just assume that we should be allowed to use... Well, yeah. You know, people just assume that it will be available whenever and wherever we want it, and that's just simply not the case. But I mean, I haven't got a lot more to say on the matter, really. It's neither here nor there to me. If I was working for a company, and it was part of their strategy, which it should be, fine. If it wasn't, I would probably try and encourage it. Yeah, not much else to say about it, really, because it's at the moment it's not relevant to me. When I get to a point where it is relevant to me, you know, then I'd probably have a lot more to say about it. But at the moment, at, you know, where I find my situation, this particular moment. Anyway, talk to you later.